Mickey Kern's enthusiasm never dimmed, despite losing his own party's endorsement, despite the Buffalo News' decision to back his opponent for the 145th District seat, despite his having to scratch and dig for every dollar to keep his campaign afloat. Kern's won big Tuesday, something that the political pundits, most of them anyway, didn't see coming. One of the few who did see it coming was Nick Langworthy, the chair of the Erie County Republican Executive Committee.
Decisive victory and a great victory for the people of Western New York.
Len Lenihan, the county's Democratic Executive Committee chair, said he thinks Kearns won because he lived and worked in a district where everyone knew his name.
Mickey Kearns had a name recognition advantage from his years in the council and running for mayor. And
GOP Chair Langworthy told WBFO News there was more to it than that. Namely, Kearns is not marching in lockstep with the party, in this case, the Democratic Party in which he's enrolled.
He came to us after being shut out by the Democratic Party time and again. Mickey took a chance on the Republicans, and we took a chance on him.
University at Buffalo political science professor James Campbell said Kearns's independence played well among voters on Bogarda Street in Lovejoy, McKinley Parkway in South Buffalo, and Seneca Street in West Seneca.
Nobody wants to be seen as simply an arm of their party. And I think Kearns struck a note with a lot of constituents that way.
Mickey Kearns' campaign pledge to march to his own drum in Albany seemed to resonate well in the campaign. And who knows, maybe his vow to verbally harpoon Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver is one of the reasons he beat Congressman Brian Higgins' protege, Chris Fahey. Len Lenihan said he thinks it was a mistake.
You know, I think it makes for good politics, but I think it makes for bad governing. If you're against the leadership, it's hard to get something done for your district. It just is. It's just the reality of the situation.
I asked Lenihan whether Mickey Kearns' win might revive an otherwise moribund Republican Party in Buffalo. Lenihan countered that the onus is on the GOP to field candidates for elected posts in the city. But he added,
the public benefits when both parties are functioning well, and I think it will serve the GOP well to continue to run candidates in the city of Buffalo, because it's good for democracy and it's good for the people that live in Buffalo.
GOP Chair Nick Langworthy offered a more pragmatic assessment.
The way I look at this is there are places in the county where Republicans dominate. There are places in the county where Republicans are competitive, and there are places where we can make a difference. Last night, we demonstrated loud and clear, being outspent 5-1 in that district, we made a clear and decisive difference.
Is it a coincidence, then, that Erie County has had two major elections in recent months where underfunded and certainly underdog candidates have not only won, but won decisively? Democrat Mark Poloncarz, who defeated incumbent Republican County Executive Chris Collins last fall, and Mickey Kearns' win this week in the 145th Assembly District. Is there a moral to this story, Professor James Campbell? He told WBFO the short answer is yes.
As long as the candidate has enough money and enough resources in terms of volunteers and effort to get out and give his side of the story, they can win.
Certainly encouraging news for all the political underdogs out there. I'm Mark Leitner, WBFO and AM 970 News.